This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing back.
Rocket Arm.
16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a big hello to you for the second time today on this Saturday from ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Coldwater on this dreary Saturday evening. Temperature falling on the outside. Hope you're warm and cozy on the inside. And you have joined ScoresBroadcast.com. Jackson Center Tigers on the road playing the Coldwater Boys here tonight. Jackson Center, a game under its belt, a loss to Rushi last Friday, a week ago last night, game we covered here on ScoresBroadcast.com, 53-45. Rushi victorious by 8. Jackson Center gave a very good account of itself under first-year head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. Meanwhile, Coldwater, led by 8th-year head man Nick Fisher, opened last evening at Kenton and won by a final tally of 61-44. At Coldwater, on paper, like Jackson Center, pretty young, but Coldwater's got more varsity experience. These Coldwater players saw a lot of minutes last year at the varsity level. Coldwater with about 9 practices under its belt following a long run in football. Coach Fisher's team won comfortably last night by 17. And as I mentioned, Jackson Center under first-year head coach Aaron Kloffenstein beaten by Rushi in a game the Tigers can be proud of. Unfortunately, that game, the big clash of the year in the Shelby County Athletic League, had to be played week one. We saw Bodkins last night. Bodkins is going to be in the mix. They're going to affect who does finish first and second. And who knows, Bodkins might be right there with the first and second place teams.
Well, they played very well last night. They're playing without Plyman. Their big 6'4 inside guy got a meniscus, going to be out for a little bit. But the Lenhart came in, got the start. He had a terrific game. And I just think with their guard play, their shooting, their inside game, and they're very, very well coached, I think they could be a real factor in the Shelby County League.
In talking with Nick Fisher, head man here at Coldwater, the Midwest Athletic Conference is loaded this year. Perhaps the player of the year in the MAC might very well be a 5'10 sophomore at Delta St. John's by the name of Cam Elwer. Delta St. John should be very good. Of course, Marion Local, outstanding. St. Henry's got just about everybody back. Versailles will be better than last season for certain. Minster, young but pretty experienced. Fort Recovery improved over a year ago. Parkway, pretty solid last season. Should be good again here in 2023-24. Don't know who I've missed in the MAC. Coldwater with a lot of juniors in the roster, but young men who played quite a bit as softs one season ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it tonight. Sweeterman, 6'7 senior, is a real force down on the block. I love to watch true post players play basketball.
Luke Sweeterman had 21 last night for Coldwater in the 17-point win over Kenton. Balen Blockberger, a 6-foot junior guard quarterback on the football team at 13. Mason Welsh, 6'2 guard forward, junior, had 11. All but two on this Coldwater roster played football.
Yeah.
So they are taking off the shoulder pads still yet at this point in time.
Well, there's a big difference between being in football shape and being in basketball shape. And that usually takes a week or two after football season to get out here and to play and get used to the transition, the back and forth. You know, and you got to really kind of toughen your feet up, too, because basketball is a tough game on feet.
JV game winding down. Coldwater leads Jackson Center by 13, 43-30. We'll return with more before this varsity tilt. We'll be back in a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get 2 classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get 6 sliders and your choice of 4 sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Coldwater. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 13-point win by the Coldwater JVs over Jackson Center. Game just concluded. We're about 16 minutes away from the tip of our varsity tilt here tonight. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach, Jackson Center. Began working at Jackson Center High School in 2014. He was a math teacher and filled a position as the JV coach back then. By the way, he played basketball for former head coach Scott Elkert. Aaron has held since 2014 various basketball coaching positions at Jackson Center. He's worked in many different capacities. And following the coaching retirement of Scott Elkert, Aaron earned the job as the head man. 34 years coaching total for Scott Elkert, 29 at Jackson Center. Of those 29, 23 as varsity coach, spanning two stints. Chuck, you'll get a kick out of this. You'll enjoy Scott's comment. When I asked Scott Elkert what did he enjoy most about coaching at the high school level, and he said three words: camaraderie, relationships, and brotherhood.
Absolutely. Well, all my years of coaching, when I was done, I didn't really miss the games, but I sure did miss the kids and the fact that you're out there and you build relationships, and it keeps you young, and that's why I'm so old right now.
I'm right there with you, buddy. At Coldwater for 25 years as a teacher has been Cavaliers head basketball coach Nick Fisher. He's a graduate of Coldwater as well. Spent 11 years as the girls' head coach, then two as the varsity assistant for the boys. This is his eighth year as the head boys coach, Nick Fisher, at Coldwater. We'll return with more from the Coldwater High School Gymnasium. It's a palace. It seats about 2,100. We're high above the, I don't know if this is the west side or east side. My directions,
I don't know where I am anymore.
My directions are all mixed up. Nonetheless, we've got a perch high above the floor at center court here at Coldwater to bring you play-by-play in color of the Jackson Center boys on the road at Coldwater here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Coldwater. 10 minutes away from the tip. Jackson Center Tigers, Coldwater Cavaliers. Time now for our student athlete spotlight segment here tonight. We put under the spotlight a couple cheerleaders. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center asked us to promote student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com, and we do that with this segment. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And we could not have gotten started back in 2006 without the support of LaCal Equipment, which continues to this day. Sarah Seitz at Coldwater is known as Miss Volunteer, you might say. She's a junior cheerleader, daughter of Kevin and Jenny, a 3.75 GPA, volunteers for the Knights of Columbus annual picnic, the Coldwater Community Picnic, numerous volunteer activities for the TriStar Early Childhood Education Program. That will be her major in college. She participates on the Coldwater High School Prom Committee and FCCLA. She'll probably study at Bowling Green. For Jackson Center, we highlight cheerleader D. Lichtenberg, Jr., 4-point GPA, daughter of Douglas and Stacy. Basketball, volleyball, track. In track, she long jumps, does relays, plus the 100-meter dash. National Honor Society, FCCLA, and Student Council. Special education will be her career, and she will study at UD. High school basketball coming up next. Coldwater, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. One of them for Coldwater is big 6'7 senior inside player Luke Schwiegerman. He drilled home 21 points last night for Coldwater, garnered 8 rebounds. Balen Blackburger shoots the three really well. Jackson Center's got to defend each. Plus, the Tigers will likely have to score far more than 45, which was the point total for Jackson Center a week ago against Rushi. On that night, Jackson Center was led by Lucas Heitkamp with 16. Lucas Hartle had 10. Those are the big keys for these two teams tonight. And there are key building components as well for Francis Schulze and Rushi, which provides you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. 3 minutes away from the opening tip, Coldwater, Jackson Center. From here at the Cavaliers Gym, it's a palace. Seats over 2,000. It's probably about 40% full at the moment. A lot of orange and black here. School colors for both teams, orange and black, as was Arcanum this afternoon, which played Fort Loramie. Back in a few on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee once again here at Coldwater. This gym is beautifully adorned with probably 40 to 50 pennants that hang vertically a good 12 to 15 feet off the floor, way up on the wall at both ends of the basketball court. Keep in mind now that Coldwater High School over the years has amassed close to 30 team state championships in various OHSAA sports.
Yep, I see a lot of baseball, I see a lot of bowling, and I see a lot of football.
Yep, Coach Brunswick, a legendary baseball coach here at Coldwater, helped lead his clubs to a number of baseball titles. Coldwater has been very, very good over the years, has earned a reputation in the OHSAA sport of bowling.
Yep.
And we're all familiar with Coldwater in football, another lengthy run into the playoffs this past season, plus a string of state championships in that sport too. And a girls' basketball state championship down to our left. It's number 1, 2, 3, the fourth hanging pennant. That occurred in 1990, Coldwater girls went 25-2 that season. Coldwater, by the way, a Division III program in the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Jackson Center, D4. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Opening five for the Jackson Center Tigers, coached by Aaron Kloffenstein, first-year head man. Lucas Hartle at guard, 5'10 senior, joined by Cooper Hartle, a 5'8 junior. Lucas Heitkamp at a wing, a 6'1" junior. In the middle, Reed Blatfoot, a 6'6 junior. Trevor Huber, the fifth starter, a 6'1" senior. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, coached by Nick Fisher in year number 8. Balen Blockberger, a guard, 6-footer, a junior. Mason Welch at a wing, a 6'2" junior. Brady Layfeld starts, 6-foot junior guard. Also out front, Miles Potcotter, a junior, 5'11 guard. And Luke Schwederman up front. He is a tower of strength, 6'7 senior. Scored 21 points last night for Coldwater in the win over Kenton, 61-44. Chuck, a short break, then we'll return with the tip. Jackson Center and Coldwater, get it started here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The opening tip to start the game won by the Coldwater Cavaliers, and right away navigating the lane is Brady Layfeld. He scooted free, coming over late was Blatfoot for Jackson Center, picked up a quick foul. Two-shot free throw situation for Layfeld of Coldwater here in the opening 17 seconds. He swishes, and it's 1-0 Cavaliers, who are wearing the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. A lot of orange piping on the shorts. Jackson Center with the road gray, orange number stuff to pick up. Black trim around the numerals. Both teams in the white sneakers. Each free throw, dead center from Layfeld. Jackson Center's on top by a score 2-0. Here's nice penetration to Jackson Center. Pull up fadeaway J from 14 is good.
Lucas Hartle.
Woo! Well done by Lucas Hartle. He'll be an easy one to pick out. So will Cooper. They're very short, 5'8 and 5'10. Here's a quick field goal by Coldwater at the other end.
Schwederman caught it, but he shuffled his feet before he made the move. They didn't call it.
Basket is counted by Schwederman, and we have a Coldwater player undercutting a Jackson Center player at midcourt. Foul against the Cavaliers. Ball will be thrown in by the Tigers at the timeline. 4-2 start for Coldwater in front. We played 55 seconds. Lucas Hartle midcourt for Jackson Center on the bounce against Layfeld. He zips down the right side of the lane. Ball rotated, pitched on the arc. Here's a long try by Lucas Heitkamp. It is skidding off the rim. No good. Rebound in front of the Coldwater bench. Knocked out by Jackson Center.
That's a good look. Just off the rim.
6:50 to go here in the opening stanza. 4-2. Coldwater Cavaliers in the lead. Coldwater was 6-3 last year in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Did not fare too well overall on the season. Only won 4 games outside the league. Shot missed on the inside by Schwederman. Jackson Center busts their way down the floor. Bad pass. Broken up by Coldwater. Here comes Blockberger. into the half court. He angles through the lane. His 10-footer is wide right, foul on the drive against Jackson Center. 6:19 to go, first quarter, 4-2 in favor of Coldwater. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Mason Welsh has got it. We got a moving screen against Coldwater. That was obvious.
Oh, yeah. You just stick a hip out like that in right in the middle of the court. I don't know why you think you're going to get away with it.
Yeah, Jack and Chuck spotted that one, and we are 22 rows up.
We're a little far away.
And that was a clear-cut moving screen call against the Cavaliers, who lead 4-2. Setting and shooting, flat foot for Jackson Center. 25-foot bomb, no good off the heel. Long rebound to Coldwater, which is up 4-2. On the arc, it is Blockberger, deep right corner, Layfeld. Little Avenue tries to drive, cut off by Huber at the last second. 5:48 to go, first quarter. 4-2, Cavaliers lead it. Back to the basket, Layfeld gives it to a teammate on the arc. Then it's fed to Welsh, who pops out, catches, and drains a fadeaway two ball. He had a toe on the stripe. It wasn't a three, a long deuce.
Five long. I was going to say about as long a three or two as you can make.
Yep. 5:20 left to go here in the first. 6-2 Cavaliers. Bouncing on the hardwood, Lucas Hartle through the top of the circle. Staggers a little bit. Good defense for the Cavaliers. And it's ruled an offensive foul. He stuck out the forearm.
Yeah, that's a correct call.
We're near the 5-minute mark, opening period, 6-2 Coldwater. Ball walked into the forecourt by Baylen Blockberger. He was the football quarterback for the Cavaliers. Gives it up to Luke Schwederman. Schwederman spins below the foul line into the paint area. Nearly walked, was held. Is it ruled to be in the act of shooting? His arms went up in the air. He didn't release it. And the officials do not give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's 14 fouls already on the Tigers.
And that's not a good sign. The next one is a two-shot situation for Coldwater. Ball inbounded to Welsh in the lane. Hook shot, 8 feet away, right in front, bouncing off. Rebound of a Jackson Center. Lucas Hartle on the arc for the Tigers. Ball rotated near side to Reed Platfoot. Straight away to Cooper Hartle. Gives it up on the play to teammate Lucas Eichkamp, who guns a three. It hit the flange. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Baseline left, it's Platfoot. Goes to Lucas on the arc, right back into Platfoot. He powers, double-teamed, ducks under. Fadeaway shot is in. Yes, count it. Woo, wow. Beautiful play, Platfoot of Jackson Center. That's the kind of move we're going to see get better and better over the next couple years.
He turned the corner that time, made a great move, and there was Schwederman right in front of him. Nice job of getting the shot over top of him.
Foul, Coldwater at the line. Platfoot for Jackson Center to complete the three-point play, and he does. That was a 10-foot fadeaway, and he was double-teamed. Made a nice head fake, good shot fake. Drop step, looped it up, made it. He got the roll, soft touch, buried the free throw. 6'5", Coldwater, which tries to shoot baseline left. Blocked on the play by Jackson Center. Good defense. Here come the Tigers down the floor. Quick lob inside to Platfoot. Powers to the rim. Might have been fouled from behind. Shot was no good. Rebound. Huber is good.
Wow.
Foul. Coldwater over the back. Count the goal. Huber hit the stripe for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Man, that was strong. He went in there and pulled that rebound away, went up, got hammered, and made the basket.
6-5 before that field goal. The bucket made it 7-6. Jackson Center, free shot, dips in, dips out. No good. Tigers with the lead but one, 7-6. Schwederman catches below the backboard. Ball thrown on the arc to Layfeld, nearly stolen by the Tigers. Right back into Schwederman. Good body move. Left-hander, half hook. Good.
Impressive.
8-footer right in front of Schwederman.
The nice thing about that was he got himself squared, and that was a heck of a shot.
Yep, little bump with the chest to get separation, and it went. 8-7, Coldwater up one. Here is Lucas Hartle on the arc, gives it up to Lucas Eichkamp straight away. Platfoot comes out to catch for Jackson Center. He drives into the lane, flips left corner, Lucas Eichkamp, who buries a triple. A long one by Lucas Heitkamp is dead center. Jackson Center 10, Coldwater 8. High-low action by Coldwater down inside to Schwederman. Shot good and a foul. Beautiful pass on the play. In off the bench, Owen Kunk made the delivery. Nope, it was 11. Layfeld, that my mistake again. It was Kunk, 21, not 11. Outstanding assist. And Coldwater's big man, Schwederman, concludes it on the inside. We're tied at 10. 20 points in the first 5 minutes, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's the real deal. I'm impressed.
We've had at least three-point plays the old-fashioned way so far. 11-10 Coldwater on the free throw make. Here's Flatfoot back to the basket, twirling into the lane. Might have been jostled a little bit. His fadeaway shot hits high off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Coldwater. Quickly into the post to Schwederman, going to work. Spins, banks it, hangs on the iron. No. Rebound Jackson Center, which is down 11-10. 2:33 to go opening period. Stopping head of the key, Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. He is picked up by Kunk, who's in off the bench for Coldwater. Oh, what an overplay out high by Brady Layfeld. He intercepted the telegraph pass and took it 60 feet to the rack. 13-10 Coldwater. 2:10 to go here in the opening stanza. Midcourt, it is Cooper Hartle. Bounce pass into the right corner. Reach-in foul away from the action against Coldwater. Just over two to play, first period. Entertaining first 6 minutes, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, both teams scoring a little bit. Good defense. I think it could go down to the wire.
And that was team foul five on Coldwater here in the first quarter. Each team has committed five. And it's a two free throw situation here for the Jackson Center Tigers.
I can't see the numbers. I'm not sure who it is.
Free throw pumped up and in. That's not Carter Kloffenstein in off the bench, is it?
Well, I'm trying to, yeah.
He swishes foul shot number one to make it 13-11. Second one rolling around, and it is coming out. Oh, a tough break. Rebound down to Coldwater, which is up two. Dribble drive, right side of the lane. Welch tries to shoot. Nope, he doesn't shoot. Fakes a shot, attempts a pass across the key. Deflected, picked off by the Tigers. Quickly to Flatfoot. Straightaway three ball by Jackson Center. Is on the rim, comes off. Rebound Coldwater. Push-off foul against Jackson Center. And I am still having
difficulty. That is Kloffenstein.
Yep, I was correct.
Yep.
He just missed a three-pointer straight away. It hung on the rim and fell off. Did that shot by Carter, who had a solid game, 7 points off the bench for Jackson Center last Friday against Rushi.
That was the second foul on Heitkamp. That's not good.
Two free throws for Will Berry, 6'4 junior forward post player in off the bench for Coldwater. And he knocks down foul shot number one to make it 14-11. Cavaliers, both are good, and it's 15-11. Minute 40 left to go, first quarter. Jackson Center trails by four. Tigers up and over the timeline. On the bounce, it is Lucas Heitkamp, gives it up to Flatfoot, 25 feet away. Setting a screen near side is Xavier Lowe, who's checked in, 5'11 senior. 1:20 to go in the first. Tigers pitch and catch on the arc. Here is Lucas Hartle. Left side pass goes to Flatfoot. Tigers trying to reverse it, can't do it. Good defense by Coldwater, ball's on the deck. And somehow, someway, Flatfoot gets a timeout. 1 minute to go in the first period. 15-11 Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke,
Burke, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of our new underwriting sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Jackson Center in the half court unloads a long three ball. It was airmailed up there, but Lucas Hartle banged off the iron, went to midcourt, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Coldwater possession up four with 48 seconds to go, opening period.
Coldwater came out in a half-court trap, and Jackson adjusted, threw the ball, but it was a bad pass to Flatfoot, or it would have been a layup.
Coach Fisher told me before the game, mostly man on defense, occasionally after made field goals or out-of-bounds plays, he will trap half-court. And in the half-court, the Cavaliers throw the ball around. Timeout called. 30.5 to go. First quarter, 15-11. Coldwater in the lead on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we were saying a few minutes ago, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Clock counting down, 11, 10, 9 seconds to go, first quarter. Coldwater with the ball and a four-point lead. On the arc, it's Layfeld with four. Baseline right, high arching jump shot, made it! Wow, don't think that is the shot Coldwater wanted, but it went in by Layfeld. Cavaliers up six. That'll be our Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Beautiful jumper by Layfeld. He improvised and nailed it. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Like to remind you about Osgood Bank, locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, providing the latest up-to-date technology, supporting our customers near and far. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Well, Jackson Center pulled even at 10, is now down by 6. Can't recall if Jackson Center went ahead by 1.
They did.
At 11 to 10 on the three-pointer, but Flatfoot,
yep,
as I recall. Here is Jackson Center getting it down inside to, guess who? Reed Flatfoot. Short left-hand bank shot is good. 17-13 Coldwater. We start play here in the second. Here is Owen Cunt, nearly tied up right side of the lane. Throws into the post to big Luke Schwederman. At 6'7", he goes to the arc, gives it up on the play to Kunk. Kunk to the three-point gunner, Brady Layfeld. It's off to the left, no good. Fine rebound by Kunk in the left corner. Open player underneath. Layfeld throws a strike to Welsh, who lays it in. 19-13, Coldwater up six. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here is Jackson Center, baseline right in the corner, trying to throw to the post. Good defense by Coldwater. It's an errant toss out of bounds.
Three turnovers now for the Tigers. Coldwater has not committed one yet.
And the ball handling for the Cavaliers has been expert to this point. That's for sure. Here's Mason Welsh on the arc, gives to Blockberger. On a weave to Schwederman. He started 30 feet out, took it to the rim with the left hand. He was upended in the lane, hit the hardwood solidly, was fouled, gets up with a little limp, shaking it off. Two-shot free throw situation for Schwederman of Coldwater, who at 6'7", can put the ball on the floor and drive it from distance.
Yeah, I mean, he's left-handed. Sometimes it's hard to guard somebody because you're not so used to playing against somebody left-handed. But I'll tell you what, he's the real deal, and so is Layfeld. Boy, those two together, what a combination.
And displaying a soft touch is Schwederman, who swishes free throw number one. Second is shy of the mark, and Jackson Center's got the board. Coldwater scored 10 of the last 12 points, overlapping the end of the first and the start of the second period. 20-13 Cavaliers. Here's Platfoot in the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Took it to the baseline. Arched in a banker around the corner of the board.
Well, he traveled, then he got fouled, and all it was a basket.
Here's Layfeld. Long three. Coldwater maybe out of his range. 27-footer. No good. Fine rebound, though, by Kunk. Kunk gives it up to Blockberger in the corner. His J is not good. Rebound Jackson Center. Fast breaking. Down the floor to the rim. Lucas Hartle blocked. Blocked on the play by Coldwater. Here come the Cavaliers. Four court right. It's Layfeld. Schwederman deep in the right corner. Ball goes to the post. Then to Schwederman. Deep right corner. Three by the 6'7 lefty. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Tigers.
If I'm Jackson Center, I'd like him taking that shot all night long. Stay out there on the arc.
Agreed. 20-15. Coldwater up five. 2.5 played here in the second. Dribbling foul line. Pulling up Lucas Hartle. Or I should say Cooper Hartle. Missed it. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound down to Coldwater. Layfeld to Schwederman. Schwederman dumps it into the post on the play to Kunk. Hook shot. Much too hard. Schwederman tried to bat it out to a teammate for the Cavaliers, and it went right to a Tiger. 3 minutes played, second quarter, Jackson Center down five. The game offensively in terms of point production has stalled out a little bit right here. Tigers with a three could cut it to two. Jackson Center works it around. Carter Kloffenstein back on the floor. Here's Platfoot, 25 feet away, dribble drive into the lane. Gives it up, three-point line to Lucas Hartle. Ball thrown back into the post. Jackson Center guilty of traveling. It's a walk by Lucas Hartle. 4:45 to go, second quarter, 20-15. Cavaliers lead it. Jackson Center out on the floor at the moment has got Platfoot, Cooper Hartle. Trevor Huber is on the hardwood.
Xavier Lowe,
and I think Kloffenstein is the fifth. Coldwater's got it on the arc, a change made. Cody Depweg, D-E-P-W-E-G, a 6'2 junior, is in. He's got the ball deep left corner, looks inside for Schwederman. Ball rotated near side to Will Berry, 6'4 junior forward. Ball given up on the arc to Potcotter, 5'11 junior guard. Ball lobbed down inside to Depweg, off balance, caught it, threw it into the corner to a teammate, who airballed a three, strong rebound beneath the rim by Berry, laid it up short, rebound Jackson Center. Still no points for close to 2 minutes. Here's Huber on the arc for the Tigers, quick ball movement, right corner. It goes in on the play to Kloffenstein with his back to the basket, he's held. Well, we played 4 minutes 10 seconds, second quarter. That's just the second foul in the period, one each way.
They started out calling it a little tight, and now they've kind of eased up a little bit.
Ball handed in to Blackfoot, baseline right. One big drop step, spin move into the lane, lays in a five-footer right in front.
Reed's got nine now, three fielders and a free throw.
6'6 junior Reed Blackfoot going to work in the paint area. Couldn't get much going against Rushi inside last Friday. Here's Coldwater traveling once, maybe twice. Driving to the paint, eventually was buried, tied up. Coldwater keeps it. And Tigers head coach Aaron Kloffenstein has got a pretty good beef.
Yeah, he actually got that call. They weren't going to call the held ball until he yelled.
3:28 to go here in the second quarter. Coldwater leads Jackson Center by three, 20-17.
I recognize two of the three officials. They're good officials.
Blockberger lobs into Depweg on the arc. Handoff on the play, back to Blockberger. Low on the right to a teammate, Depweg. He's got good position. Banks in a seven-footer.
Looked like a quarterback throwing that pass to me.
Well done by the QB of the football team, Baylen Blackberger, inside to Depweg. Coming right back, it is Jackson Center, twisting, turning, fade away from 10. Yes, right in front, Blackfoot, two more. 22-19, Jackson Center down three. 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Straight away, Potconner gets it up right corner to Depweg. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Blockberger. You can count it. He's shooting long-range jumpers like he throws passes at quarterback.
That was deep right there. That was about 4 feet behind the arc.
He drops him in the bucket. 25-19, Jackson Center trails by six. After the three by the Cavs, Blockberger. Here's Huber out on the arc for Jackson Center. 2:23 to go. Here's a long three by the Tigers from way downtown. It is good. Was that Kloffenstein, Chuck?
It was Lucas Hartle.
Lucas Hartle poured it through. A long triple to make it 25-22. The team's match threes. Baseline left, Welsh for Coldwater. Gives it up on the arc to Blockberger. A running J, short, no good. We've got Cavalier player over the back on the rebound. Jackson Center possession at the end of the floor. 25-22, Cavs up three.
Jackson playing pretty well right now.
2:01 to go here in the first half of play. And you can bet since last Friday, Coach Kloffenstein and the staff have worked hard at entering the ball to Reed Blackfoot and working hard with him to gain position with that big 6'6 frame of his. Tigers are assisting him much better with sharp passing here tonight. And Reed's got double digits in scoring, right?
He's got 11, yes.
Yep. 11 for Blackfoot. Stopping, shooting on the arc, Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center, short. Rebound taken down by the Cavaliers. Dribbling up the left side goes Depweg. A quick deep left corner three is a little heavy by Kunk, and it comes off the rim to Jackson Center. Don't think Coach Fisher liked that shot for his team.
He would have loved it if it had gone in. But no, that was not the shot you want in that possession.
Nope. 1:12 to go, first half. Tigers down three. Here's Blackfoot, deep right corner. High dribble. Ball popped in the air. Recovered by the Cavaliers, who are out of bounds.
Yeah, he got a break there. He got baseline. Three people on him. He had nowhere to go.
Well, if Jackson Center can get a little bit of outside shooting to open up the middle of the floor in the paint for Blackfoot to work. Inbounds pass to Blackfoot right in front. High arching floater from 8 feet is in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Cavaliers. 3-point lead Coldwater. 54 seconds to go, first half. Layfeld to Blockberger straight away. Blockberger thinks about shooting. Doesn't. He'll drive. Flips it back out to Schwederman. Looked like he moved both feet to get position behind the arc. Missed the left-hand jumper anyway. And the Tigers corralled the board. Half minute left. First half of play. Dribble drive down the lane. Jackson Center defensive foul against Coldwater. Called on the drive, not on the shot. 29.8 to go, first half. Coldwater up three, 25-22. Baseline left of the rim. Tigers will inbound the ball. It is being thrown in by Lucas Hartle. Pitches out of the arc to Preston Sir, who's checked in, 6-foot sophomore. Straight away, Dribbling is Lucas Heitkamp. He's at midcourt on the Cavaliers logo. Clock winding down, 14, 13. Under 10. Here's a drive all the way to the rim. Shots up. Foul called. Is strong. Missed it, but two free throws coming. Well done by Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center.
That was Lucas Hartle, and he got to the rim. Did a nice job here. Going to have two free throws.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my Lucases mixed up.
I'm telling you, you're right. Those orange numbers on that gray from up here, they're hard to see.
Lucas Hartle is short on the free throw. That would have cut it to two. 7 seconds to go, first half. 25-22, Coldwater. Second shot, Lucas Hartle. Dips the knees. That one's better. Had the length, and it's in. Here comes Coldwater. Five to play, first half. Cavaliers up a deuce. Dribbling outside the lane on the left is Depweg. Feeds a driver coming in from the left corner. It's Kunk. Has the ball stripped as the first half ends. Well, Jackson Center came back strong. Tigers trailed at one point by as many as seven, I think, 20-13. Cut it to 25-23 here at intermission. Coldwater Cavaliers 25, Jackson Center Tigers 23 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. One of the longest shots of that first half was a Balin Blockburger three by Coldwater. That was our Wise Bridge play of the first two quarters. Certainly, it was the longest shot of the first half of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Our halftime is being brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, Building Excellence, Building Hotels for the Hospitality Industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist, Chuck.
Well, the thing that kind of sticks out to you is how well both teams handled the basketball. Jackson turned it four times in the first half. Coldwater had zero turnovers in the first half. 15-12 rebounding advantage for the Tigers. 3-2 advantage for Coldwater on the offensive boards. Told you about the turnovers. 6-7 from the free throw line. For Coldwater, for Jackson, they were 3-6. Individual scoring, 8 points for Sweeterman, and then they got 6 from Layfeld, 4 from Welsh, 3 from Blockburger, 2 each from Depwig, and that's Will Berry. They scored 17 and 8, 25 for the first half. Jackson led by Reed Platfoot with 11. They got 6 out of Lucas Hartle, 3 from Lucas Heitkamp, 2 from Trevor Huber, 1 from Carter Kloffenstein. They scored 11 and 12. Trail it by 2, 25-23 at the half.
Tigers once trailed 20-13 fairly late in that second quarter of play, outscored Coldwater over the last 3 minutes plus to the tune of 10-5 to cut it to 2 at the halftime intermission. Brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Welcome back to ScoresBroadcast.com and game action here at Coldwater. Jackson Center started the third quarter with what we thought was a good play. It went inside to Platfoot. He leaned in about 7 feet from the rim. Coldwater player went down. Shot was taken. It was made. It was negated, though. Offensive foul on Flatfoot. Coldwater in the half court. Schwederman into the lane area now. Dribbles in the thicket of players. Well, Jackson Center knocked it free. The ball rolled to side court. Out of bounds off Coldwater.
Outstanding hustle by Lucas Heitkamp that time and forced them into their first turnover of the game.
That is amazing. One turnover for Coldwater. The football Cavaliers playing their second basketball game of the season, opening last night, and just one floor error. Here's a pull-up Jay in the lane, tried by Lucas Hartle, short, no good for Jackson Center, rebound down to Coldwater. Chest pass near side to Blockberger. Left corner, Schwederman. On the arc to Welsh. Welsh on a weave to Schwederman. Long left-handed three by the 6'7 lad. It is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Jackson Center. 25-23 still. Nobody scored second half. We played a minute 20. Here's a long jump shot by Jackson Center from three-point land. It is tried, but Blackfoot ricochets off the rim into the right corner, and the Cavaliers get it.
Yeah, you talk about that's just settling.
Oh, here's a drive by Blockberger down the left side of the lane. Got the angle. Flipped it in. Good toss with the right hand. Nice job by the guard for the Cavaliers, who lead by four, 27-23. 6:20 left in the third. Jackson Center with the ball out of the arc. Handled there by Lucas Hartle. Cross court to Cooper. Straight away, Lucas Heitkamp. He slides down the right side of the lane. Got to the rim and overshot it. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. Up the floor comes Leifeld. Handoff on the play to Blockberger. Below the foul line, it is rolling off. No good. His shot was on the iron forever. Rebound Tigers. 4-point deficit facing Jackson Center. Tigers have it deep in the left corner. It is thrown on the arc to Platfoot, who comes out to catch. Near side pass to Cooper Hartle. Cooper dribbling. Pull up Jay at the elbow on the right. Got it. 16-footer. 27-25. Jackson Center within two. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Cavaliers have it in the half court. Blockberger, top of the circle, Welsh. Left side pass, Miles pot cutter. They clear out for him. He doesn't drive. Gives it up, gets it back. Running the offense, Blockberger catches in the top of the circle. Dribbles, doesn't shoot. Near side pass, pot cutter on the bounce at the foul line. Jackson Center swiping, trying to steal. Flatfoot out on Schwederman, 25 feet away. Cavaliers very patient on this offensive possession, up by just two, 27-25, 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. And we've got defense, but Jackson Center being applied far side of the floor. It is not a foul. It's ruled a jump. Cavaliers retain it.
That was Huber, and he tied him up. Nice job.
Trevor Huber, 6'1 senior, Jackson Center. Next arrow belongs to the Tigers. Cavaliers have it down in the left corner. Blockberger. Blockberger holding, picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. Schwederman comes out to catch. Baseline left to Mason Welch. Little turnaround, Jay. It is no good. Rolled off the iron. And Jackson Center's got a chance to tie or take the lead. Quickly, right corner. Tigers on the attack. Nearly falling down as Lucas Heitkamp gets it away to Huber. Back to Heitkamp in the corner. Tried to hit Huber cutting. Coldwater got a fist on it and drove it out of bounds beneath the rim. 4:07 to go. Low scoring third quarter. 27-25. 2-point lead in favor of Coldwater. Ball lobbed in by Cooper Hartle on the arc to Platfoot. He eyes the bucket. Doesn't let it fly from three-point territory. Instead, it's a teammate, baseline right. It's Lucas Heitkamp. He hands off on the play to Huber in the lane. His short shot is to the left of the rim. Hit iron, backboard. Rebound poked out by Coldwater. Jackson Center hangs onto the ball. It was ruled a jump, arrow favoring the visitors, who are down two. 3:50 left to play here in the third quarter. Shot fake behind the arc and a walk, a travel.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, Lucas Hartle dragged it. It was not whistled. And then here is Huber trying to barge into the left side of the paint area, stripped on the play by the Cavaliers. Coldwater down the floor to Layfeld behind the arc. Foul line meets resistance. Goes left corner for the three-point shooter. Longwood, pot cutter, no good off the flange. Rebound down to Jackson Center, which is down two, 27-25. Hacking foul, top of the circle on the Cavaliers. 3:18 to go in a fast-played third period, Chuck. Very little scoring in the quarter, 4 points total.
Yep, neither team. And Jackson's had two chances to either tie or take the lead, and they've had bad possessions. This is their third attempt.
Tigers guilty of overpassing last couple trips down. Here's a long three, deep one left corner. It is in the air by Cooper Hartle. Hits the rim once, twice, no. Rebound Cavaliers. It is Brady Layfeld streaking into the lane. He is slapped on the arm.
Goodness.
That was very ticky-tacky.
No, it wasn't ticky-tacky. He stole the ball and the guy blew it.
Coach Kloffenstein is not approving. 2:59 to go, third quarter, still a two-point game. As Chuck noted, the Tigers, numerous opportunities here in the last 2.5 minutes to tie or take the lead. Blockberger on the arc for Coldwater. Across the top of the key to Schwederman. To Kunk in the paint area. Flips it back out on the arc to a teammate, holding foul on Jackson Center, the team's third here in the third quarter.
Well, Schwederman had 7 points in the first quarter, all set down on the block. Now he wants to stay out on the perimeter. That's great for Jackson.
Here is Welch, top of the circle for Coldwater to Blackburger for a long, long three. Rim, backboard, into the hands of Flatfoot for Jackson Center. Again, about the sixth chance for Jackson Center to tie or take the lead. Flatfoot, baseline right, spins, high-arching fadeaway. Hit the rim, kicked high in the air. Cavaliers have it on the ricochet. Blackburger down to Schwederman, into the post. Right in front, available, open. Tiger player fell down. Shot Schwederman, good.
I think it was Kunk. 21.
Oh, my mistake. 29-25, four-point lead for Coldwater. 2 minutes left to go here in the third. High right, Lucas Hartle cuts to the rim. Good drive to the rack. It rolled off, no good. Loose ball, rebound to midcourt. Gobbled up on the play by Coldwater, which gets a timeout. Just under two to go in the third. Four-point lead, Cavaliers, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Cutaway is your family stylist. We will style your hair, make it shine right here and now at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and ours, or I should say, it's our experience in your style, and we will help you create it at Cutaway. Well, after the respite during the last minute, Coldwater gets an open look down inside. Shot is made, and it's a big basket to push the Coldwater lead to 6 at 31-25. And there was a foul on the play against Jackson Center, and a chance for a three-point play here for the Cavaliers as Kunk toes the stripe. He fires and rims it in and out too hard. That was actually Blackburger who made the field goal. Could not convert at the free throw line. Coldwater's inch the lead back out to 6, 31-25. Minute 23 to go here in the third. Jackson Center hasn't scored a bucket in 4 minutes. Here's a long, long three pumped up there by Lucas Hartle. It's no good off the back brace. Long board to the Cavaliers. Drive by Blackburger. He took it the last 40 feet, wheeled and dealed in the lane, and scooped it home with the left hand and was fouled. Blackburger trying to take things into his own hands right now, and he's pushed the Cavaliers' lead to 8, 33-25, 73 seconds to go, third quarter. This time he does convert on the three-point play. Stagnant scoring for Jackson Center here in the third quarter, just 2 points. It was 25-23 Coldwater at the break. It's 34-25 Coldwater now with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center, far side of the floor, drops the ball out of bounds. And head coach Aaron Kloffenstein is disappointed with his team's play right now. 9-point lead, Cavaliers, final minute, third quarter. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
And as we were saying a moment ago, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 40-year styling at Cutaway, located in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's your family's stylist. Welcoming dad, mom, all the adult kids and children. Here is Coldwater winding down the clock, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Blockberger's taking charge for the Cavs here in the last 90 seconds. Ball thrown to Schwedeman in the post. Little left-handed throw to the rim, way short. Tigers have it. 20 ticks to go, third quarter. 9-point game. Jackson Center's been stymied with just 2 points in a bad third quarter. Coming out to catch, high right, Lucas Hartle. 7 to go. Tigers have got to get into the offense. Hartle's double-teamed. Gives it up with 2 to go. Here's a long fadeaway 35-footer. It is tried by Blackfoot, way off the mark. And that ends the third quarter. Not a good one for the Tigers, who are down 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, Tigers of Jackson Center scored 23 first half, not quite good enough, trailed by 2 at the break. Very poor third quarter, just one fielder. And Coldwater owns a 9-point lead. Make it 12. 3-pointer, Blockberger, to introduce the fourth quarter of play. What a shot by Blockberger. Range that time out to about 28 feet. Cavaliers pull ahead but 12. Jackson Center countering. Deep three, left corner. Left corner of the floor. On the way, and it's good. Long bomb pumped in by Preston Sir. In off the bench, 6-foot sophomore, trying to ignite the Tigers. Blockberger again, Coldwater. He matches! Blockberger! Blockberger hit one, then Sir for Jackson Center, and Blockberger followed.
Boy, he's taken over. He's got 11 points here in the second half.
1 minute gone in the fourth. Jackson Center trails by 12, 40 to 28. Tigers on the bounce. Ball thrown to Lucas Hartle. He gave it up, got it back, goes to the post to Blackfoot, squares from 16. Bullseye! Blackfoot on the money. 40 to 30. Cavaliers up 10, 6:42 to play in the game. Midcourt, Coldwater, it's Brady Layfeld. Layfeld gives it up high left to Schwederman. No fouls committed by either team in the fourth quarter. Here is Blockberger out of control. Double teamed in the lane, coughed up the ball. Jackson Center coming back strong the other way. Dribble drive, Tigers into the paint. Bodies fly, players hit the deck. Defensive foul against Coldwater. Two shots coming here for Jackson Center. In the person of, I think, Lucas Stripe, that's Lucas Hartle.
Yep.
Well, he made a daring drive, went in among a cluster of players. It was crowded, highly congested. He bullied his way down below the foul line, attracted a two-shot free throw situation, but misfires.
3 of 7 from the line now for the game.
40 to 30, Coldwater by 10. Biggest lead had been 12. Oh, it circled the rim and came out. Rebound yanked down by Owen Kunk of Coldwater. Long throw down the floor to Welsh in the lane. Shot blocked, bobbled, taken away. Nice job by Kloffenstein of Jackson Center. Out ahead to Blackfoot on a weave to the three-point shooter, Lucas Heitkamp. He buries it. Lucas Heitkamp drains it from long distance. 40-33. Jackson Center is within seven with 5:55 to play in the game. Timeout Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. And how about those free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets? Big savings. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, about half the price of the big box stores. Special pricing, professional service. At Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Schwederman, the big lefty, in the post for Coldwater. Strong drive to the cup after the timeout. Well-designed play by head coach Nick Fisher. And the Cavaliers are up nine. Jackson Center counters with a three. A long one, but Blackfoot. It skims off the rim. Long rebound out to Sir. Back to Blackfoot. Baseline left. Shot blocked. Taken away. Nicely done by Coldwater. Good play by Brady Layfeld. He and Schwederman got their hands on it. Baseline left. It's Owen Kunk. He's below the backboard. Reverse layup. No good. Almost went in. Rebound Huber for Jackson Center. Dribble drive down the floor into the left corner. Gives it up on the play to Lucas Heitkamp, who has a six-footer deflected by Coldwater, which leads Benign with 4:40 to go. Here's Welsh back to the basket, trying to go to work on the inside against Kloffenstein. Gives it up straight away to Layfeld. Right back below the rim to Schwederman. Shot fake, body foul by Jackson Center.
Well, Schwederman's back down inside where he belongs, and now he's become a factor in the game again.
And he wandered there for about two quarters, Chuck, out on the arc. Timeout called, 4:34 left. Coldwater up 9, 42-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Welcome back to Coldwater. I'm Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Final 4:34 of this boys' tilt on Saturday night. Cavaliers get away with a big walk on the arc. It is a dribble drive into the lane. Awkward shot by Welsh, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, which can cut it down to six or seven with a made bucket right here. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter, 42-33 Coldwater. dribbling 25 feet away. Lucas Heitkamp, he's got an avenue, goes baseline right. Schwederman comes off this man. Good help on the play by Kunk, and they block him. Cavaliers down the floor to hurry to Layfeld, right in front to the rim for two, and a foul against the Tigers, and that is a big turn of events right there. Jackson Center dribbled into hot water along the baseline on the drive, got the shot blocked, and then a bust out the other way by the Cavaliers, who missed the three-point chance but get the long rebound. Field goal was good. Foul shot missed. The board to the Cavaliers. Then a drive down the lane. No good. Stick back is in by Mason Welch. There's your biggest lead of the night. 13. 46-33 Cavaliers with 3:42 to go. It has been a 10-point second half for Jackson Center. Here's a long, long high-arching three, and it's good. Lucas Hartle pours it in, a 26-footer, longest shot of the night for Jackson Center, and that's a wise bridge play of this fourth period. A big bucket by the Tigers, a three-pointer, a bomb. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here is the foul situation. Tigers may have to foul eventually. Jackson Center's committed two in the quarter. Coldwater one. It takes five to send somebody to the line. And when you do go to the stripe now, you shoot two. Coldwater in possession, half court to our left. It's Owen Kunk on a weave. Gives it up to Brady Layfeld. Outside the arc, 30 feet away, Luke Schwederman coming out to get an Owen Kunk. Near side pass goes to Layfeld. Ball thrown on the block. Klopfenstein guarding Kunk. Kunk deals a driver who steers his way down the lane. Welch caught it, laid it in. Beautifully designed offensive set by the Cavaliers, who lead by 12, 48-36.
Offensively, they're just carving Jackson up here in this halfway through the third quarter, through the fourth.
Shot fake on the arc by Jackson Center, and then a nice drive down the lane. Well done. Who made that field goal for Jackson Center?
That was Reed Blatfoot.
That was Reed Blatfoot. He was nimble on his feet. Took it top of the key, and Schwederman, the opposite post player to Blackfoot, makes a left-handed swirling move in the lane, arches in a seven-footer. Jackson Center tries a quick three, wide right, didn't catch rim. Rebound Coldwater, bodies hit the deck, foul called. It's whistled against Jackson Center.
Wow.
Cavaliers possession, up 12, 50-38, 2:15 to go in the fourth. Blackfoot's had a pretty good night offensively, though, Chuck.
He's got 15.
Yep. 15 of the 38. Only 23 additional points outside of Reed's 15. Not enough support. Loose ball, midcourt, Jackson Center on a steal. Taken away nicely by Lucas Heitkamp. Gives it up left corner to a teammate who drives. Ball stripped on the play by Coldwater. Then fed on the arc to Lucas Heitkamp for the Tigers. After Coldwater muffed it, it's missed off the heel. Long rebound, Cavaliers. Tigers with a very low shooting percentage here in the second half. 15-point second half right now for Jackson Center. Coldwater throws it away. Steal down the floor to Huber. Huber for the Tigers. Minute 28 to go. Ball fed on top to Blackfoot. He lets it fly. 27-footer short. Rebound Cavaliers. Foul. Jackson Center. A minute 21 to go. pretty good first half, but Jackson Center, not so much, Chuck, here in the second.
Offensively, they've been very bad in the second half, and defensively, they've not played real well in the second half.
Coldwater has got its motion offense clicking here over the last 4 or 5 minutes, and head coach Nick Fisher gets a timeout for the Cavaliers, who dribbled the ball up into the half court. We'll take a break. 1:13 to go. Jackson Center behind by 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, it's been all Coldwater, especially over the last 11, 12 minutes of this second half. Third quarter started slowly. Two-point difference of intermission in favor of Coldwater. It remained at two. We only had 4 points scored for the longest of time in that third period, probably midway through the third, just 2 points apiece.
Well, Jackson had four attempts to tie or take the lead.
Maybe a half dozen.
And never got there.
Could not get it done as Jackson Center's offense stalled out in the third quarter of this game when, as Chuck noted, the Tigers had big opportunities to get even or go in front. We're down to 62 seconds to go. Foul Jackson Center out on the arc, team's fifth, sending Coldwater Schwederman to the stripe. He eyes the bucket and misses it hard. It is no good. I said Schwederman, my mistake. It is, that Depweg? Or
that's Kunk.
It is Kunk at the stripe. 21, not 23. Well, he misfired twice. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Over guarding foul at midcourt on the Cavaliers. Unnecessary foul, but it's common.
Too little, too late, I'm afraid.
57 ticks to go. Jackson Center with a 15-point second half. Here is Coldwater with the ball, or I should say Jackson Center with it. Driving down the lane, Blatfoot got around his man, banked it in straight away, kissed it off the window, threw in a foul.
They'll take it. Looks like a charge.
A lot of contact. He was pretty forceful. Cavaliers simply needed to get out of the way. Didn't get the break in the call. Jackson Center did. Blatfoot aiming for, what, point number 18?
Yes.
He converts the three-point chance at the stripe. 50-41, Cavaliers by 9, 43 seconds to go. Ball thrown up the near side to Blockberger. Blockberger around two men, starts to the rim, circles the wagons, brings it back out to Kunk. Far side of the floor to Layfeld. Foul, Tigers, 32.9 left. Don't forget, we'll see Jackson Center in action on Tuesday, home to Botkins. Boys contest coming up this Tuesday night at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. Here is the free throw by the Cavaliers' Layfeld. It hit the back rim, stuck up there on a wad of bazooka bubblegum, and then fell in. I'm just kidding, of course. That one is much too hard. Rebound pinball all around. Tigers come away with it. 26 seconds to go in the fourth. Here's a 30-foot three, but Jackson Center. Long bomb aired out by Lucas Heitkamp. In and out, no good. Bodies hit the deck. Jump is ruled. Tigers keep it. 20.3 to go. Jackson Center ahead by, or I should say Jackson Center trailing by 10. 51-41. 18 points accumulated by the Tigers in the second half. Reed Blatfoot has hit the 20-point mark. He's got the ball in the lane. Throws to Huber in the corner for three. It is off the rim, high in the air. Ball cradles on the top of the backboard. Doesn't go out of bounds. doesn't hit a cable or a support. Drops down into the lane area. Touch last by the Tigers. Out of bounds to Coldwater with 11 to go in the game. 10-point difference, 51-41. Jackson Center relents on defense. Coldwater's at midcourt. Cavaliers will dribble it away, and that will do it. Coldwater advances to 2-0. Jackson Center Tigers 0-2. Coldwater 51, Jackson Center 41 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
A more balanced attack from Coldwater wins out tonight, but 10 over Jackson Center, 51-41. 18 points for the Tigers. Reed Platfoot, just 23, though, from the rest of the club. Jackson Center at 23 at the halftime break. Could score only 18 over the final two quarters. 51-41, Jackson Center with 45 points in the opener against Rushi. 41 tonight. Got to find some more offense in addition to Reed Flatfoot, Chuck.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I don't keep shooting percentage because I'm not that quick, but their shooting percentage had to be in the 30% range for the game. They were 4 of 9 from the free throw line. Yeah, they need to pick up because Coldwater had three guys in double figures and Layfeld at 9 compared to 18 for Flatfoot. 9 was the set next for Lucas Hartle. Then it drops all the way down to 6. Yeah, they need to get some help for Platfoot. And Platfoot, I thought he had a terrific second quarter and fourth quarter. I think they all kind of disappeared in those other quarters.
Jackson Center played a pretty good first half of this game, trailed at 1 point, 20-13. Midway through the second quarter, play fought back, cut it to 2 at the end of the second period. And as you noted here several minutes back, third quarter stretch, each club nailed a basket. That was it. The first 4 minutes of the third quarter, the difference was still 2, and Jackson Center had possession after possession after possession to tie or take the lead and could not produce a single point.
Well, they got, I mean, the only thing that kept them in the game and a chance in the fourth quarter with their 2-point third quarter was the fact that Coldwater only scored 9.
Right.
So, I mean, they played pretty good defense on them, and they had every chance to take the lead, and I think that might have made a difference, but they couldn't get over the hump tonight. Good basketball team they played tonight on the road, so they just have to learn from it.
Tigers will improve dramatically, I guarantee you. Reed Platfoot, fine young man in the middle, around whom the Tigers can build. Keep in mind, Jackson Center lost 40 to 45 points in scoring last year. Those 5 senior starters were superb, and Jackson Center's got to find additional points on the perimeter. That's where they've got to come from. Platfoot's going to get them down inside. And I thought Jackson Center was more assertive tonight, Chuck, in getting the ball to Platfoot in makeable shooting range versus last Friday against Rushi when he was denied the ball or wandered out too far on the floor.
All right.
Take a look at our stars of this game for both clubs.
Well, looking on the Coldwater side, they were led by Blockberger. He had 3 at the half. He ended up with 14. He had a terrific second half. He's my Clancy's player of the game. They got 12 from Sweeterman, spends too much time on the arc. 10 from Welsh and 9 from Layfeld. Really balanced. On the other side, Jackson going to go obviously with Reed Platfoot for the Clancy's player of the game with 18, and then drop all the way down to Lucas Hartle with 9. 6 for Lucas Heitkamp. 3 from Preston Sir. 2 from Trevor Huber, 1 each from Kloppenstein. Well, actually not 1 each because he only had 1. And Cooper Hartle had 2. They only scored 41 for the game. But it's going to be Platfoot and Blockberger.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And welcome back here to Coldwater. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Jackson Center Tigers will gel, going to take time. So much offensive point production graduated 1 year ago. This team has the parts. The synergy will develop over the next few weeks, and I'm sure that additional players on the floor out on the perimeter will score, and Reed Platfoot will be assisted. He played a fine game here today. I thought Reed was much better today, Chuck, than he was against Rushi in the opener.
I thought he was. I thought they got good minutes out of Kloffenstein tonight, I thought.
Kloffenstein and Sir both off the bench.
And Sir is a JV player that they got a little time on tonight. They're going to have to make adjustments. That's only, it's early in the season. So they got a long way to go.
The Tigers right back in action on Tuesday against Bodkins. We've got the game for you. It's a Shelby County Athletic League game. And then Bodkins plays, Jackson Center is on the road at Fort Loramie next Friday night. Home to Bodkins on Tuesday for sure. We'll have that call for you on Tuesday night at 6:45. That is our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center now 0-2. Coldwater 2-0, beating Kenton last night. A game coming up for Coldwater next Friday in the MAC against St. Henry here. Then the following weekend, Coldwater's got Lima Shawnee and Ayersville on Friday and Saturday, both here. Enjoyed it. A lot of fun today. A lot of travel up the western side of the state. We wore out Route 127, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But, watching Fort Loramie's girls this morning, this afternoon, I guess it was. But they're going to be a force again in Division IV girls basketball.
Yep, 69-17, Fort Loramie girls thumped Arcanum, running clock the entire second half. And Fort Loramie didn't shoot free throws nearly as well as they did last Saturday. They shot them poorly, warmed up in the second half. That was about the only weakness. Carissa Meyer, Avery Brandewey got back on the floor after nursing ankle injuries the last few weeks. They both played. Everyone else excelled. And Fort Loramie won over Arcanum this afternoon, 69-17, to go to 5-1. Be with us again on Tuesday night from Jackson Center, Bodkins against the Tigers. Thanks so much to our online audience, which was with us all day today, beginning with airtime at about 1:45 this afternoon. And thanks to those of you who stuck around tonight. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Coldwater. Again, the final score of our evening broadcast, Coldwater 51, Jackson Center 41.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.